Hi there, how you doing? This is Mr. Petey, the American Rebel, and I'm doing an American Rebel and a Human Rehab podcast for you today. So, it's a mixture, like a lot of them have been, because basically, you know, of course, as you know, Human Rehab, well, if you don't know, Human Rehab is taking the negative and turning to positive. And by accepting what the negative is, by accepting what's going on with the negative, and by being honest and putting out the blatant examples, one can come to grips of what the negative is, so they can flip it around to a positive to work in your favor, to make you happier and safer and more successful. And that's what Human Rehab is about. And the one thing that's on here that I'm doing here that's basically it's a life coaching, but it's basically something that I just have to put out. It's I have to get off my chest, is that they just don't get it. That's what I'm calling this podcast. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. Have you ever heard that saying before? You're talking to somebody and they're saying, you know what, I did this, I did that, I did this, I did that, and they just don't get it. Oh, I do, you know, I work real hard, and yeah, I make a mistake, I make one or two mistakes, and they just don't get it that I'm a better employee out there. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. You know, my spouse is a better, you know, my spouse is a abusive spouse, but he loves me, or she loves me. And you know what? Deep down, I know that person loves me and that they're gonna change. And all these naysayers tell me to leave, and they just don't get it. When in fact, the ones that don't get it are the people saying it. Again, the ones that are saying it are not the ones getting it. For the people telling them that person is a jerk and that person is abusive, they're being honest. They're telling the person how the person is. Yet the person does not want to admit that's happening. They're blinded by love or whatever the case may be. Oh, I'm doing my job. I did this and I got written up a couple times. They just don't get it. They just don't get it. Yeah, they get it. You did something wrong to cause the company problem. And until you get it, you're going to do the same thing over and over again. This goes to one of the main reasons why I'm doing this one. You know, my wife, I love my wife to death. She's African American. She's the greatest person. She's the greatest love of my life. I mean, she's the greatest. I mean, the greatest. But just because I love her to death doesn't mean that we agree all the time in politics. Especially when it comes to Black Lives Matter and the race riots and all that going on, and COVID-19. See, my wife is a very, well, feeling person, per se, okay? She, you know, when it came to the race riots and that type of thing, when my parents and people were talking about, oh, well, all the stores were closed and damaged up because of the race riots and all that, and destroyed during the race riots, you know, my wife was caught up in the Black Lives Matter movement. And the protesters, and then and Antifa that got involved, and the agitators that looted and robbed and destroyed stores. Well, I have to say this, because it is a truth. You see, there's a big difference of the Black Lives Matter protesters that are protesting death of black people at the hands of cops. That I get. That's a given. But see what they what the protesters don't, what some of the people like my wife and other people don't get is the Black Lives Matter movement used it. Because they could have easily, face it, they could have gone over it 2-3 years ago. They could have, I mean, George Floyd was not the only person that had something bad happened to with the police. It happened 2 years ago, 3 years ago. You know, it happened. Right? It did. So why? So let's just think about it. Why was it such a big deal now, 5 months before the election, for George Floyd when there were other African-American gentlemen killed at the hands of police officers? Was George Floyd a special example? Was he like a higher up example? Or was he an example that was used for political gains and political purposes? I take that one. You see, they used George Floyd as a means to propel social unrest. When all the things happened in the past, in between the press and the Black Lives Matter, they used African-American people and people that are sympathetic to Black Lives Matter, the actual protesters, and used them and played them like a fiddle. And they still do today. And they don't get it. I mean, there's black people that know this for a fact. You can just take a look at YouTube videos and that. Check out the American. I'm going to pull some of those up there. I've been doing a lot on the election, but I'm sure I can pull some up Black Lives Matter for you folks. And what I'm saying now in my American Rebel. So I can enlighten you in regards to why they're saying this. But yeah, they don't get it. See, they don't want to look past the fact that it was Black Lives Matter group people, protesters out there, and that sure there was there were stores and houses and neighborhoods and everything destroyed in the lives of in the wake of Black Lives Matter. Sure. But the thing is, was it all necessary? Sure, they don't want they say that not to do the violence, but they didn't say they don't want the violence, but they don't say to stop it. They don't want to defend, you know, people like my wife don't want it. We gotta love our spouses and loved ones that think this. We don't want them, they don't want to think that, okay, well, they've been used, they've been duped, they've been suckers because by their own group. No, they don't want to admit that one. No. Hell no, they don't want to admit it. COVID-19 for closing all the places down and all that. People don't want to admit that the politicians are using the COVID-19 as a means of control to basically set the stage for Joe Biden to be the savior of these groups, for Joe Biden to be the savior of some of these businesses, even though these businesses are following through protocol, not based on science, but and they're following, they've been following protocol for a long period of time, and now they're forced to close for about a month or two now, which means they're going to have to fold up, and they're going to either have to use government help, or they're going to have to close down forever and lose the business. And they don't see it. She doesn't want to hear that, oh, well, because of Corona, that all the businesses are closed down, because she's not a business owner. She doesn't want to admit, because she doesn't know she's not a business owner. See, my wife is sympathetic to what's going on, but the fact is she does not look at the bigger picture. She doesn't. I see the bigger picture. I see this is being used as a means not only to weaken business, but also to set up Joe Biden as a hero. To be the one to save the day, because even though I'm the one that caused it, ha ha ha, I mean my people, ha ha ha.
Ha ha.
Yep. That's it. But they don't want to see the manner that people just like the person doesn't want to see that person that is abusing them. Doesn't love them and is actually hurting them and they don't care, but yet they don't want to see the fact that they're being tricked by that person, that they don't want to admit that person is bad for them. They don't want to admit. Or the African-American person that thinks that, doesn't want to admit that the race riots, that caused the looting and all that. We're totally separate, which they agree on that. But they don't totally disagree with it and put it down because it's Black Lives Matter. When it's the movement, the Marxist movement, that has an agenda, instead of the people that actually have a valid point in protest. And how they're being used, those protesters are being used as pawns by the liberal left, socialist, progressive, communistic, democratic oppressors in conjunction with the media. Ladies and gentlemen, they just don't get it because they don't want to get it. They don't want to admit that they're being... They don't want to admit that they're being used. They don't want to admit that they're being manipulated. They don't. They want to be able to trust those people and trust. But the thing is, you can't trust them. Just like Joe Biden says that, you know, I'm for unity. But famous lie. I'm for unity. I want unity. I want us to heal from this time. I want us all to hold hands and go kumbaya. But they just don't get that Joe Biden and the liberal left, socialist, communistic oppressors of the Democratic Party and the group of people like them were the ones that created all that mess to begin with. And they don't want to face it because they don't want to face it anymore while they're in power. No, because it's going to get in the way of them trying to get what they want to get done. Oh, my goodness. Did that hurt one? Oh, man, that must have hurt. Let me repeat that for you folks that you did not get that. You ready? Joe Biden and all his friends and all his cohorts want peace after all the chaos and all the problem, calling for peace, unity and healing. Kumbaya, hold hands, grab each other's butts, whatever you want to do, and go kumbaya. When they are the ones that created the damn discord in the first place, and they don't want to deal with the discord because it's going to get in the way of them getting done what they want to get done. Bam, boom goes dynamite. Yet they don't get it. They think Obama was the greatest president and the greatest person, but they knew darn well that he was a cheater and a liar. Yet he was black. And that's the reason, and African American people want to stick with to protect their own, protecting the African-American president. I get that. I really do. That's awesome if you want to do that. But why don't you back someone that actually does something for you? That's my point. Why are you backing Barack Obama when he did crap for you? I mean, when he was president, you know how many African-American people, groups were dissatisfied with what he was doing? They didn't get what they wanted? So why don't you back, why doesn't African Americans back a black leader that actually does something for them instead of just uses the heck out of them? Did I touch on something? They just don't get it. Because they don't want to get it. Because they don't want to be seen and see themselves as being played like a fiddle. They think Joe Biden is going to be something totally different than a democratic, socialistic, progressive, communistic, oppressing Democratic Party Obama in an Obama era, in an Obama administration too. They do not want it. Oh yeah, and they don't get it that Obama that Obama's going there. Do you know that Obama that there was that during the reason why Hillary Clinton was on top of everything, and in regards to her election, do you happen to know the reason why? I mean, you probably didn't get this, but I got it clearly, and I saw it. The Clintons, through the Clinton Foundation, funded and were the leader of the Democratic Party. So therefore, Hillary was dirty as all hell. And she still is dirty as all hell. But the fact is that they put her in there because Clinton money was financing the Democratic Party. And that Barack Obama is now the ringleader of the Democratic left. So Barack Obama, and brace yourselves, all of you African-American people, folks that are like Barack Obama, all you Democrats, brace yourselves for a truth, unless you know this already. Barack Obama is the leader of the socialist, progressive, communistic, democratic oppressors. He is the main ringleader. Just because he's not in office, he's not the main ringleader. We have not heard one bit from Barack Obama until Joe Biden was president-elect. And now we can't shut Barack Obama up. We can't, there's no way. It's like a baby trying to learn to talk and finally learns to talk and he can't shut the baby up. It's the exact same thing. You know, they just don't want to get it. They just don't want to get that Barack Obama is the leader of the Democratic Party. And I'm telling you, he will have an influence on this White House. I can tell you right now, he's going to have some type of office in that White House. And he will be the one calling the shots. Not Joe Biden. They just don't get it. They don't want to see it. They don't want to accept it. Because if they did, they'd be seen as fools. You know, it's amazing how people can be so held blind by their bias and what they don't want to accept. It's amazing in our lives how we can accept something that's not true because we don't want to accept the fact that we fell for it. When I do these podcasts, I'm not doing these podcasts out of per se bias. Yes, I do have a bias when it comes to the Republican Party and conservative. Why? Because mostly conservative. Democrat, the Republicans mostly are all concentrated conservatives, except for some Democrats, some liberal Republicans. But just like the Democratic Party is concentrated bullcrap of liberal left, socialist, communistic oppressors. And the thing is, yes, I do have a bias in regards, because the bias is not based on that my person not being there. It's because that I know what's good for America. I've seen it. I've been in this world for 50 years, and probably I've seen it as I've grown older, how things work. And I've seen how the Democratic Party has been consecutively wrong in dealing and doing the same darn material over and over again each time a Democratic candidate's up, trying to make our country more and more socialistic, progressive, and communistic for their own personal gains. And then when Donald J. Trump came in, it threw the whole bunch in a panty roar. They all shit themselves. And then it took them this election to steal election by a collaborative effort by everyone from from the states, some of the states, governors, mayors, election people, judges. They all don't want to touch it. Why? Because if they touch it, they don't want to be, they don't want to touch it. Because if they did, they'd be surprised what they could find. And the reason why the Supreme Court didn't touch it, there's some leverage there. Someone used some leverage to keep the Supreme Court making them go, okay, well, maybe we should do a hearing. See, they just don't get it that this is, they're playing a game, the Democrats and the liberals are socialistic, communistic oppressors of them, of the Democrats, are playing games with our future, with our money, and with our country. And no matter what it is, they're going to try to build the same boat that doesn't float and try it again and again and again. And every time they build that boat, they can't float, and they put it in the water, it's going to sink. No matter how, and each time they get a new person in there, they just change the name of the boat. They don't change the way the boat's built. They change the name of the boat only. And they wonder why. They wonder why things don't work out. They just don't get it. But I tell you who does. We do. America first. We get it. And we're fed up. That's right. We are fed up. Donald J. Trump. The reason why we're fighting for Donald J. Trump to be president is because he's the one, our voice. He is our voice in regards to the about a real America. He gave us a real America for four years, minus the COVID situation. He gave it to us. He may have misstepped a little bit when it first started, but he's given us the vaccines. He's followed his promises, and the fact is that I'm telling you. You know, it's they don't want it. They just don't get it. They just don't get it that America is for the people. That they are answerable to the people, not answerable to the people that they owe favors for to get them in office. And that's where their flaws. They just don't get it. So, but we America first people get it, don't we? Oh, yeah, we get America first, people. So, and you know how we do it to hold these people accountable? Like I said, go out and rally and protest by the thousands. Let's show these bastards that there's more of us than there's more of them. Outside the White House, outside Biden's house, outside where Biden's going to speak, outside where Harris is. Go anywhere and anywhere, a liberal, left, socialist, communistic, oppressive Democrat is, and let's show them that we are not, even though that Joe Biden may be president, that we are not going to just sit back and take it, that we are going to be in their face by the thousands, everywhere they're out, everywhere they pass by a Trump 2020 sign on the cars or American flag or whatever the case may be. Or if Joe Biden gets inaugurated, having him hear America First and Trump 2020 a number of times during his socially distant quote unquote inauguration, where no one's going to show, where not that many show up, and where at the same time Donald Trump has a rally and has thousands of people. And see where they just don't get it. We're going to show them that there's more, hell of a lot more of us than them. And then if there are those that can't, well, then guess what? You have even more power. You can go on their website. You can go on their internet. You can go on their phone, and you can go ahead and you can just call and bomb the heck out of it with every kind of blog, whatever, and all the calls, and just blow up, not literally, but just blow up their phones and their internet. Let them know that we are not going to put up with it, that America First means America first. And then that there's people like me, the American rebel, that's going to, and everyone else, that are going to put out, they're going to find these examples. Find the examples of the corruption, the lies, the hypocrisy, and all the wrongdoings and illegalities. And we're going to point it out to you folks, and we're going to let the American public know what it is, and find out from various sources and put it out there so that these people can be held accountable. Maybe not by a court of law about the investigation, about the election, but by held accountable by us being out there saying bullshit. We're for these, when they continue to say we're for unity, bullshit. We're going to not raise your taxes, bullshit. And we'll put it out there and you are going to be able to see it. Why? Because it's America First, baby, and we're not going to let these people take us and use us. We're not going to let them screw our country up without them letting them know that we are going to be in every moment, every time, and face, and putting it right in their face and showing what kind of hypocrites and corrupt individuals they are. So when it comes time for voting time, that maybe some people will be smart, some people will be good enough to vote these people out. You know what I mean? That's it for me. This is the motivator here. And the American Rebel. Peace out. God bless. And America First, babies. Let's make this happen. Keep it up. Keep it up.